I'm tired, I guess you would say.
Exhausted or tired.
Yeah, he would probably use the word exhausted. He'd say, I'm tired.
Do you remember any other terms there in the old days? Like, I've heard of some interesting ones. Tuckered out, fagged out.
Oh, yes. I hear that. I've heard that word fagged out ever so many times. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm fagged out. And there's another word. I'm broke, teetotally down. Mm-hmm. I've heard that, too.
Any of those expressions that come to your mind, I'd appreciate your giving. Another way of putting that is, he is worn out, or he's, any other expressions like that?
Well, I can't think of any now. Maybe with that
one. Okay, as we go along. If somebody has been sick and you see him on the street, you say, well, he's out, but he sure looks
bad.
Looks bad. Mm-hmm. You ever hear peaked?
Yeah, that too. He looks peaked and he's thin, and he doesn't. He looks like a walking corpse.
Mm-hmm. And if a teenage boy seems to be all legs and arms, what do you call him?
Lanky.
He's lanky. And if a young girl has a lot of spirit, you say, well, she is really...
I used to hear the elderly people say, loud and boisterous. I don't know exactly what they were thinking about, but they would say, she's so loud, she's so boisterous.
But for an old person, if they're lively, they might say, well, she's really very, in a positive way. She certainly is what for her age?
I don't know. I don't think that they would say she's bare-legged. I don't know what they might say, unless they would say she. They probably say she tried to act young.
Mm-hmm. They say she's very spry.
That's one way that they would use.
And if someone smiles a lot, easy to get along with, what do you call him?
Right now the word just won't come up. I can't think what they might call one who's easy to get along with. I can't think now.
Mm-hmm. Just good natured or?
Well, probably so. Kind hearted and good natured, something like that.
Did you ever hear someone called common who's like that?
Yeah.
He's very common.
Mm-hmm.
Would you explain how that's used?
Well, a person who doesn't particularly have an interest in a lot of social activities and don't participate in too many sports and things like that, they will. And then if they aren't elaborate in their dress and wear a lot of flashy colors, they'll use the word common. She's so common. And
Is that a compliment? Say she's so
No, not in the way they express it. They express it in a way that this person shouldn't be that way. See, they want to change the person, make him be like somebody else, and this is just the way the person is.
I see.
And it's not in a very complimentary way. Mm-hmm.
Even though she's good natured.
Mm-hmm. But they think she's too common to be a young person, so to speak.
I see. And if, on the other hand, somebody makes up his mind and you never can change it, what do you call him?
Let me see. I don't know exactly what they call him, but they've expressed it very well set in his own way. I don't know just what they would call the individual.
If somebody is extremely sensitive and gets hurt very easily, you say, you better be careful, he's awfully...
Now, I don't know whether this is what you think about, but they use this word. He's very ticky. You have to be careful how you handle him.